Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, time of prayer, noon time in the central time zone, 1 p.m. in the eastern time zone, and 10 a.m. in the Pacific time zone. We're getting ready to take time to pray. David said in Psalm 55 and verse number 17, he said, at noon, at morning, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud that they might hear, that he might hear my voice. There is a tremendous need for prayer. There are many circuits of prayer that's been released now. We've been training on prayer and how to pray and how to reach heaven, bombard kingdom of darkness with the power of one man. But prayer is a route. Praise is always the destination. Daniel prayed in the book of Daniel chapter 10, verse number 1. Daniel had the vision. He understood the vision. And he knew the vision. But there was an appointed time to the vision. Yet an appointed time. So as he began to pray, one of the verses said, Daniel calmly started turning to corruption. Why? Because patience is a pattern. If you don't wait on the Lord when you pray, the enemy can easily slip in and divert your prayers, petition, and even the things you ask the Lord to do. And when patience is not your pattern, immediately the enemy will come in and he will take your prayer and what you believe God for and create an illusion and make you believe that that's what God wants for your life, causing you to enter into a spiritual realm where it will lead you to damage, it will lead you to pain, it leads you to difficulties, it will lead you to hurt, and the list goes on. So remember, prayer is a route. Praise is the destination. But we have to wait on God when we pray. When I say wait on God, your sound has been sent out. 86,400 seconds in a day. Sound moves at 1,186 feet per second. That's larger than 3 baseball fields. So the understand sound goes out. You have to know that you have to wait on the manifestation of what you've spoken. Demon spirits, they fight for your words. They're coming after every word you spoke. And so if I say to you, the Spirit of the Lord God is getting ready to move over your family, immediately the word is going to come to pass. But demon spirits will fight to make sure your word don't come to pass. What they do is they try to hijack in the spirit realm, like the Prince of Persia did. They delayed Daniel's vision, but it was going to come to pass. His calmness started turning to corruption, so he started allowing the enemy to come in. But the word of the Lord God said, the angel of the living God came down, one, to fight, another, to take the word to Daniel. And then to let Daniel know what will befall the people in the latter days. Your words have power, and they based upon the presence of God through your sound, your frequency, and who you are. So as we begin to go into prayer, your words are very powerful as you release them to God. So don't cease or relent in your prayer life. Stay in that place of prayer. Once you pray, those words are entering into a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness, a spiritual wickedness in high places, whereas family members, business, community is being held up by that demon. Your words are there to replace, but it's going to be in a hostile fight. As we go into prayer today, don't give the enemy any ammunition to hinder you, to stop you, to try to cause you to think otherwise. Be on that course of God. Maintain that relationship with him. Your words have power. That's why it says it's in the book of Hebrews 4, I believe, 10 or 11. It said the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the thunder of the soul and the heart, and it's an intent soul, and it's an intent and a discerner of the heart. Let your mouth be your landmine. I mean, let your mouth be your gold mine. So you will see the promises of God are yea, and the promises of God are amen. Now let's prepare to pray. You believe in God. We're believing with you. We're standing in the gap. Know that his will shall be done. God tells Isaiah or Jeremiah, what is it that you see? I see the rod of an almond tree. He said, now I will hasten it, my word to perform it. God's word is on target. He will perform it. You stay in faith that it will be done. God bless you is my prayer today for you. As we end this month, let's start the new month under the umbrella and the unction of a powerful prayer and presence. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoever's praying next, go ahead and unmute your line and come on in. Hallelujah.
Bless you on this afternoon, Pastor. It's good to hear your voice.
God bless you, too, woman.
Thank you, Father, for bringing our pastor safely through all of his journeys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you all today out of Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye not be consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. There and these things are contrary, the one to another. So ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, hallelujah, ye are not under the law. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that ye may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the word is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Anywhere that we have fallen short of your glory, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. We would never want to come before you falsely in any vain way. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, glory be to God. As we come on one accord, my God, we thank you, hallelujah, for unity. We thank you, hallelujah, that everywhere that we have fallen short, that you give us this opportunity to release those things that the enemy tried to destroy, hallelujah, the fruit of our ground. We ask you to forgive us for everywhere that we've fallen short of our faithfulness, our self-control, our patience, my God, hallelujah, our your goodness towards us and the goodness that you would have us to give to others and each other, the gentleness that you would have us to share amongst each other, the joy, the kindness, the peace, and the love. Wherever we fall in short of your fruits, Father God, forgive us today, because we want to be right when we come before you. We don't want to play church. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, and using the authority that you've given us, Father, to destroy the strongholds, hallelujah, with the weapons that you have given us, Father God, we destroy every stronghold in our lives, in the lives of our families, in our churches, and on our jobs. We remind Satan now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, defeated by Christ on the cross, hallelujah, of Calvary, you were stripped and exhibited publicly when you fell on your own trap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy thought, we're so glad, because the enemy thought that he defeated Jesus at the cross. But in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that Satan was wrong, because Jesus rose, hallelujah, and he sat at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. On this afternoon, we thank you, Father, for making intercession for us. In the name of Jesus, anything that could hinder, that any stronghold that can hinder our lives, hallelujah, Lord, because you place us now in the name of Jesus as pillars for our families, to pray for our families, to pray, hallelujah, for our ministries, to pray for our destinies. You've placed us as pillars in these places, Father God, and we want to stand tall for you, Father God, and stand on your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we receive the deliverance that comes from you, the holiness that comes from you. By fire in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, deliver us on today, Father God. Any wicked power trying to hinder us, hallelujah, trying to come against our complete deliverance on today, Father God, we decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We release ourselves by the fire of God, hallelujah, by the force of God, by the word of God, hallelujah. We decree and declare that the words, hallelujah, the words of Nazareth deliver us by fire, hallelujah. Every organ in our body, deliver us now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, wherever we are, we lay hands on ourselves now, hallelujah, to receive the perfect deliverance that comes from you. Any power holding us captive, we receive deliverance from it now. Release us, release us, release us, release us, and take hold of our deliverance by fire. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we let go of anger that tries to move through our lives. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every evil structure against our lives. We decree and declare that immediately, the unbearable heat of the almighty fire of God attacks every evil power holding our lives bondage. Now we command every disorderly thing in our lives to receive immediate order now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic poison inside our bodies, dry up by fire. Yes, God, we deceive. Hallelujah. We receive. We decree. Hallelujah. That death. We decree the death of arrows of fruitfulness, efforts that have been fired into our lives, be nullified, fall to the ground, have no power. Have no power. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Basom de la Sikia. Mira de la Basom de la Sikia. My God, we plead the blood over us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father. I'm praying for a covering that only you can give us, Father, on today. We come against every ounce of sickness, all infirmities that try to come our way. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing fear and guilt and self-rejection and hatred and unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, rebellion to open the door to any destruction, to open the door to any infirmity, to open the door. We renounce these things now in the name of Jesus. We know you carried away sickness and infirmities, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we break and rebuke right now. Hallelujah. We cast out every spirit of cancer and would attempt to lodge itself against our lungs, against our bones, against our breast, against our throat, our spine, our liver, my God, in the name of Jesus. Our pancreas, our skin, the largest integumentary organ of our skin, nothing can get through. We denounce these things that's trying to take your people, that's trying to choke your people in the name of Jesus. Things coming against our stomach, our eyes. We thank you that we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, realize, even understand to walk in your truth, to talk in your truth. Father, we're casting out all spirits of diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Low blood pressure, heart attack. We come against heart attacks. Open up the vessels. Open up the vessels, all blockages. All blockages. We ask the mighty hand of God to massage every vessel in the body. Every vein in the body. Yes, God. Massage every vessel. Blindness that comes from diabetes. Massage. Open up the vessel. Give new oxygen to the body. Now, breathe. Your ruach into the breath. Into the nostrils. And breathe new oxygen. Rise up out of that bed. Move against stroke and kidney failures and leukemia. Blood diseases trying to destroy your people. Premature death. Where is your sting? Breathing problems. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All arthritis, all lupus, care more. We know you care more for us, Father, than we can ever care for ourselves. All hindrance. Anything from our past that's causing hindrances right now in the name of Jesus, we lean on you, Father. Not of our own understanding, but we lean on you. In all our ways, Father, we acknowledge you. In all our ways, Father God, we know that you would direct our path, for you said that you would, hallelujah, in Psalms 32 and 8, that you would guide us with thine eye. We're leaning on you, Father. In the name of Jesus, your word declares now that you are a word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Guide us. Guide us, Father. Guide us through every emotional hurt. Guide us and heal us from all damaged emotions. Guide us, Hallelujah, out of past memories. Guide us in the name of Jesus out of ill feelings. Guide us out of frustrations. Guide us out of brokenness. Heal us, Father, from the inside out so that we may be accepted in the beloved. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all resentment that we have towards each other that could cause harm to our bodies and bring these sicknesses. Hallelujah, these setbacks. No more. Yes, Lord. No more. We will not harbor unforgiveness in our hearts. We renounce hate in our lives. We desire now to seek. Hallelujah, you, Father God, and not revenge. We renounce all bitterness. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke. We rebuke it. Criticism and condemnations. Hallelujah. So that the manifestations that you have for us can come through. Glory be to God. Tangible to touch. Lying signs. Lying spirits. Including Jezebel and Delilah, Halabaso, Haneke, should I take a Mondariati, taking the Rabashum, Nadarasi? We bless those who, hallelujah, we bless those who despitefully use us now. We bind all curses that have been spoken against us. We bless those who curse us and pray blessings on those who despitefully use us. We bind all unspoken judgments made against us and judgments made against others. Every negative word that's been given power, we denounce it now. Fall to the ground. Die by the fire of God. We burn up those negative words and bind and render them useless. All prayers be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Any prayer that's not inspired by you, Lord, we denounce it. We veto it. We bind it up. We cast it out in the blood of Jesus. Prevail against it. All power of psyche, all soul forces, all witchcraft, all counterfeit tongues, all prayers that's been prayed against us. We are your children in the name of Jesus, and the devil has no place. We resist the devil. Thank you, Father. That we discern between the righteous, between the right and the wrong, Father God. Teach us in your word. You said, lead us in a plain path because of our enemy, a plain path of our homes and our churches and our schools, Father God. Cover our children on today. Cover our children on today. Those who are in childbearing now, Father, that are pregnant now, Father God. Hallelujah, who are in a protective and fertile place in childbearing by the power of God. Hallelujah, you are fruitful right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what the devil is doing, I thank you that you're fruitful now. We decree the power of darkness has not any power not to cause barrenness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we are... Babies are fruitful and they multiply and replenish. You said to replenish the earth, Father. Cover our babies today. Those who are in the womb, cause them to thrive through each trimester. In the name of Jesus, cover them, Father God. Cover every living organ in their body, Father God. Anything that's not right, Lord, we ask that you rectify the womb. Thank you that our family will be fruitful and blessed and divinely favored now, Father God. The scriptures cannot be broken. We will multiply and replenish. No power from the water or air shall overcome them now. We have dominion over the entire creatures, just like you said, Father. Every water spirit subject to you, Father. Every water spirit that we speak out to die, that try to overtake your people, overtake our land, overtake our region that is not of you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world, hallelujah, the works of all occult power dies. We decree and declare there will be no abortion. We reject every sexual demon. We break covenants with the spirit marriages, and we put to end everything eating our dreams, and hallelujah, eat our dreams, every remote control mechanism in the name of Jesus. Let intercourse with demonic sexual partners be terminated immediately. Here, my little Ezekiel, here, I know what I said, here, I know what I said, that I see. Every agent, everything, every miscarriage, every attack during pregnancies died. We decree complete destruction of fibroids and ovarian cysts, satanic growth, cancer. We said cancer. Yes, Lord. Every evil plantation in our lives. Thank you, Father, that you're removing every impediment. We decree and declare that every impediment in the birth canal die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, cover our children, school-age children, adult children, adults, our children that are adults, we go always call them children. We claim complete deliverance and full salvation for our children today. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, contend with the evil powers that are contending with our children on today. In the name of Jesus. My God. And all that Isaac said about Jacob and Esau. He can all that Jacob had by faith also said concerning his children and God, grandchildren. Yes, Lord, come to pass. Faith, Father God, by faith now in the name of Jesus, all that we say now concerning our children, come to pass by faith. Gather our children together. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, gather them and keep them safe, Father God, from stray bullets, from stabbing, from hurt, from harm, from lies coming across the media, from anything that can distract them in the name of Jesus, even in their tender age, Father God. I pray for a spirit of discernment to fall fresh upon them. Hallelujah. When they see something, say something. When they just give them an unction. And then I love something that I see. Yes, God, we decree and declare now that none of our children, hallelujah, continue, hallelujah, in a sin that's putting them in a trap. Yes, God, we bind and cast out evil spirits of destruction and untimely death, that our children not suffer in the hands of Satan on today. We pull our children away from the wicked ones now, the spirits and the satanic agents running through the air. Oh, Lord, bless our children today. Beyond our imagination. Yes, God. Bless our children today beyond our imagination. May our children not be manipulated by powers of the dark now, right now, the dark kingdom. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, coffin spirits will not bury our children. Hallelujah. Untimely death. Don't let it bury their destiny, the destinies of our children. The blood of Jesus possess our children now. Deliver them from satanic markets and evil altars. Yes, God. Desert spirits, lost and vagabond spirits. And release all our children, hallelujah, by fire, hallelujah, by the force, by faith. Remove every satanic bullet in their lives, Father God. The lives of our children. We pray so desperately for our children today. Hallelujah. Deliver our children from every evil, vagabond anointing upon our children. Expire. Children, our futures will not be destroyed because of the lies and the deceit and the hatred of this world. We decree and declare that all our children will be great and mighty for Christ. We call on, hallelujah, greatness for our children. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Use fire and brimstone now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them. Jesus. Clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Protect them, Father God, when they're in such places of fear. Protect us all. Perfect love casts out all fear, Father God. You told us if we shrink in the day of adversity, our strength is small. Help us in every area of unbelief, of weakness. We recover, Father God, ourselves from the hand of the enemy. We bind any power that has tried to attempt to spoil this day for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad to be here in it. We bind every fetter, every chain of iron. We reject the spirit of tragedy, though, today. Hallelujah. This day we reject any area, hallelujah, that's trying to come against progress. In the name of Jesus, we destroy now. Jesus, clear the atmosphere. We destroy anything that's trying to destroy our families, our work, our ministries, our loved ones. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We speak that the enemy would not eat up our harvest now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father God, for employment for those, hallelujah, that are seeking. We stand upon the word of God and decree for immediate relief for employment for those who need employment, for those who are in trouble now, about to lose their home. For the lady that spoke to me on yesterday, she's going to lose her home. Lord, I call on miracles. And she has reunited herself with you, Father God. Show yourself strong, Father God. Help her in every area of weakness in her life, Father God. Let her see your strength is stronger than the weakness she feels. Let all the needs of others be supplied through new jobs. And hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, let the new jobs come. Thank you that jobs are looking for people. When they walk in the door, they have favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We release employment from, hallelujah, from the grip. We release employment from the grip of the hand of the enemy. To be back in the hand of God's people. In the name of Jesus, we speak over our businesses, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that our businesses move forward from today. Yes, Lord. We decree and declare, hallelujah, the removal of all satanic hindrances on our businesses today. We decree and declare, hallelujah, death upon witchcraft attacks that was placed upon our businesses. We speak life into our businesses. Hallelujah. You that tried to cripple our businesses, arise, walk, jump, run. Glory. Hallelujah. Our businesses receive strength now. Prosper according to the word of God. For John 3 says now, hallelujah, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in health, even as thy soul prospers. Cause our businesses to prosper in these dangerous times, Father God. You're making ways where there seem to be no way. You're making rivers flow where there's dams in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we prosper, prosper, prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. We speak to our businesses, hallelujah, whether the enemy like it or not, prosper by fire, by force, move from failure to success, from darkness to light, hallelujah, from local to intentional, international, yes, God. We speak to our business to receive favor, unmerited favor in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our business shall not die. We decree that the eagle of our businesses shall fly high henceforth in the name of Jesus. Let all be witchmen against our businesses be frustrated forever. Any power that is limiting our businesses shall not succeed anymore. Yes, Lord. He said, stop. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, our businesses will no longer rob you or our tithes and our offerings, Father. I thank you, Father God, that as we give unto you, Father God, hallelujah, as we give unto the kingdom, Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against our businesses can prosper. We take every curse placed upon our businesses of robbery and losses now. Die. Our business receive open windows of heaven. Thank you that we have a financial flow steady, 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 steady income. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you that our destinies are strong in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving in ways that we could never imagine of ourselves, Father God, because, yes, you do care for us than we could ever care for ourselves. So we thank and praise you, Father God, as we go forward in these prayers. Nothing can hinder us. Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can stop us. We are unstoppable. We have uncommon favor. People want to bless us wherever we go. We have uncommon favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for our prophet, for our pastor. Hallelujah. For our apostle, for our doctor. We thank you for your son. We thank you for his family. We thank you for the protective shield that you have around him. We thank you, Father, for Mother Matthews. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you are massaging every vessel in her body, Father God, that you lay next to her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you cuddle her, that you keep her, hallelujah, in the arms, in your fold. Thank you for the intercession, glory be to God, that you have given her right up to this very hour. No matter what the enemy does, he cannot win. Get it out of my that I see here. He cannot prematurely take. So we thank you, Father, for the sound that only you can release. In Yeshua HaMashiach, mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding, be with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, right where we are. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Bless the intercessors as they go forward. Bless each and every one of their households, their needs, their desires, their wants. Recover all, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Recover all. Amen. Next intercessor, please.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Father God, we just come boldly before your throne on today, O God. God, we just come to honor, we just come to glorify your name on today, O God. We just come to magnify your name, O God, in the beauty of holiness on today, O God. O God, we are filthy acts before you, O God. We come asking for your cleansing on today, O God. O God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within your people on today, O Lord. O Lord, some of us, O God, some of our children on today, O God, or some are graduating on today, O God. And so, God, some of them this week will be the last day for the semester for many of our children on today, O God. So my prayer on today for our children on today, O God, that you will keep them from harm on today, O God. Lord, I pray, O God, that you will block the force of darkness, that enemy that tries to kill, steal, and destroy our children and grandchildren on today, O God. O God, I pray on today, O God, aware of their surrounding on today, this last day at school for many, O God, because that's when the enemy becomes very rampant, O God. So I pray, God, for your covering, O God. And I pray, O God, that you help them, O God, that they will be alert unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, O God, for the many blessings, O God, that you have bestowed upon your sons and daughters unto thee, O God. Lord, we call upon your name, O God, because you're great and greatly to be praised, O God. God, we come to lift your name because, O God, you say, O God, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you, O God. And so, Father God, we are so grateful for your drawing power unto thee, O God. O God, cover us unto thee, O God. Lord God, we want a refreshing of the Holy Spirit and this life unto thee, O God. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now for fresh anointing to saturate and to break yokes even now, O God, unto thee, O God. Break yokes, O God. O God, we bring our burdens to you, O God. We bring our troubles to you, O God. Lord, we bring our old selves to you, O God. Asking you, O God, to make the necessary change in our lives on today, O God. As we bow down and we worship you, God, we thank you, Lord God, because, God, there's no searching of your understanding, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that there's no height or depth, O God. There's no limit, O God, when it comes to your God. So, God, we exalt and we extol your name on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we ask right now, O God, that you ignite that fire in your people on today, O God. O God, we just thank you, O God. Oh, Lord, we just lift you up, oh, God. Oh, God, let us be that light on that hill on today, oh, God. You will not be hidden, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let our deeds and action, oh, God, and perseverance and motivate others on today, oh, God, that they will come and see and taste and see, oh, God, that you are good, that you are, oh, God, that there's none like you, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to suffer with you on today, oh, God. Lord, because you said if we suffer with you, oh, God, we will reign with you, oh, God. And so, God, we want to reign with you on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to feast from your table on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to taste of your goodness on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to be in alliance with your word on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we pray today, God, that you sanctify us on today, O God, as we look to you, O God, who is the author and the finisher, O God, of our faith, O God. Lord, help us, O God, that your faith fail us not unto thee, O God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, because you're a helper, oh, God. Glory be to God. Father God, you're a friend in need, oh, God, indeed, oh, God. Glory be to God. Father God, you are our strength. Hallelujah. Father God, you are our deliverer. Glory be to God. Father God, you are our peace, oh God. Oh God, we take refuge in you. Hallelujah. Oh, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But thank God. We thank you, Lord, that you come, that we have life in abundance on today, oh God. Peace and joy and health on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, many are the affliction of the righteous, oh God. But thank you, Jesus. Oh God, that you are a deliverer for your people, oh God. You are a deliverer for your sons and daughters on today, oh God. Oh God, you deliver us from all evil, oh God. Lord, you say, Lord God, that we should come and taste and see that you are good. And we are tasting even now, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we are hungry and we are thirsty, oh God, for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to yield to you right now, oh, God. So, Lord God, we bypass all our circumstances, oh, God, on today, oh, God, and know that, God, you reign, oh, God. And we just, Lord God, that when you speak, oh, God, things fall in direction the way that you want them to be, oh, God. Glory be to God. And today, oh, God, I ask, oh, God, that you build your confidence on today, oh, God. Oh, God, let us put our trust in you on today, oh, God, because there's no searching, oh, God, of your understanding on today, oh, God. Oh, God, we do exceeding and abundantly, oh, God, in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus on today. Oh, God, we look to you, God, and we thank you, oh, God, that you look in the affairs of men on today, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for being our everything on today, oh, God. And Father God, at this moment, oh Father God, I lift my prophet Matthews, oh God. Father God, I ask that you continue to bless, oh God, to undergird him, oh God, to strengthen and protect, oh God, from unseen danger, oh God. Lord, I pray, God, that you just protect his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that you give your people joy for ashes on today, oh God. Lord, help us to be bold on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help us to be confident on today in you on today, oh God. Lord, help us to be dauntless on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us clear and sharp and healthy mindset on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray on today, God, that you look over our businesses, oh God. Our jobs, oh God. Look over the finances of your people on today, oh God. Lord God, I speak, oh God. And I ask, oh God, that you continue to fight our battles for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, right now I speak to every dry place in the lives of your people, God. Lord God, that you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh God, how excellent, oh God, is your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, help us to walk upright, oh God. Oh God, so we can abide in you, oh God. And so God, that you will abide, in your tabernacle on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for Lord Jesus, you said in your word, God, that in time of trouble, oh God, in time of trouble, you will hide your people in your pavilion, oh God. So have mercy on your people on today, oh God. Lord, we are crying out to you, oh God, because God, you promise, oh God, you promise, oh God, to be our shield and our buckler on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your word you said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so, God, we thank you for the now. For the now is the morning, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. And we thank you for your word, oh God, that you said, those who hope in you, oh God, will never be ashamed. And so, God, we have hope in you, oh God. Lord, I pray for a manifestation of healing for your sons and daughters and today, oh God. Lord, you said, oh God, in your word, that you send your word and you heal, oh God. Oh, God, we need healing in the land today, oh, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, oh, God, and we thank you for the overflow, oh, God. And we thank you for today, oh, God, that, Lord, you didn't let the water overflow us, oh, God. You didn't let the fire burn us, O our kingdom, and your people unto thee, O God. And so, God, we thank you because you have protected us from danger, seen and unseen, unknown and unknown, O God. And, God, we are so grateful. We are grateful, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes you say you healed your people, O God. We thank you, God, O God. O God, you said that our health will spring forth like a water garden, O God. And so, God, you make way in the desert, O God, for your people. God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful, God, that you are destroying. You have destroyed the enemy, O God, in every way that the enemy tried to attack your people, O God. O God, you destroy us from every fiery dark unto this from the enemy, O God. O God, I thank you for breaking yokes in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for bringing deliverance to your people unto thee, oh, God. God, I thank you for saving grace unto thee, oh, God. Lord, I thank you, oh, God, for uprooting every plant, oh, God, of sickness, disease, whatever it is in the lives of your people that you didn't plant, oh, God. I thank you, God, for uprooting them from your people, oh, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that when we fall in diverse places, oh God, you rescue your people on today, oh God. And so, God, we just give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh God, we are so grateful that when we are in the valley, oh God, you comfort us, oh God. We give you glory for that, oh God. We thank you, God, because you are the only wise God. Oh God, we thank you that you do exceeding and abundantly above all, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God. Oh God, saturate every weary soul unto thee, oh God. Oh God, let rivers of living water flow in the lives of your people unto thee, oh God. Oh God, let it be done in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for this. I pray, God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. I pray unto thee, oh God, that you will grant them, oh God, whatever they are in need of unto thee, oh God. I pray, God, that you bless and you protect, oh God. I pray even now, oh God, that you will quicken us, oh God, for your name's sake, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray unto thee that you will bring our souls out of trouble unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will destroy the things, O God, that afflict our souls unto thee, O God, because we are your servants, O God. We are your people, O God. O God, I pray unto thee, God, that you break generational curse unto thee right now, God, in the name of Jesus. O God, heal unto thee, O God. Father God, I pray, O God, that you go into every hospital, O God. I pray unto thee, O God, that you go into the nursing homes, O God. I pray unto thee that your healing virtue will saturate in every home, O God. Everyone that needs healing, O God. I pray, O God, that your healing virtue will saturate even now, O God. And so, God, I thank you for strengthening us when we are weak, O God, because you promise, O God, that your strength is made perfect in our time of weakness. Oh, God, thank you for that, oh, God. So, God, we are asking you, oh, God, as we ride upon his wings as angel, oh, God. We know, God, that we will run and not be weary, oh, God. And we will walk and not faint, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to stay the course on today. Help your sons and daughter, oh, God, to stand the course on today. Because, God, you are the author and you are the finisher. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, God, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against your sons and daughters will prosper today, O God. And I pray, O God, that today you will perform, O God, that good thing, the good thing, O God, the good thing, O God, your promise, God, the good thing that you promised that perform. I pray unto thee, O God, that you'll perform that good thing that you promised your sons and daughters unto thee, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we look to you. We have no other help, O God, but to look to you. And so, God, we just thank you that you hear our prayers unto thee, O God. And so, God, I have strength, O God, that you stay close, O God, to your people. Take close to your sons and daughter, oh God. And so, God, as we touch the hem of your garment through the measure of faith that you've given us on today, oh God, that whatever we are believing you for, oh God, will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you all praise, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, because you are divine, oh God. And we thank you that we suck substance from you, oh God. We bless your name and we honor you because, God, you are mighty and you are strong. And, God, you are awesome in all your ways. And so, God, we thank you. We give thanks for everything, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in all glory and honor be to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We glorify you, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we come thanking you, God, for all the many blessings that you have poured upon our lives, Father God. We thank you for the blessing of life on how you woke us up this morning, Father God, and started us on our way. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You allowed us to be a part of this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father God, we thank you, God, for yet another opportunity to come on this line. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and bombard the heavens with petitions. And, oh, God, our praises, oh, God, on behalf of your people. And the praises, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, even as they're going up, we thank you, God, that the blessings are coming down. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you moving mightily for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you're moving by your spirit right now, Father God, meeting each and every one of us at our very point of need, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, for the prayers that have gone up thus far, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray the strength back, oh God, hallelujah, to Evangelist Teasley and to Evangelist Downing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for pouring back the virtue into them, Father God, of all they release, Father God, moving by your spirit for both of them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And even those, oh God, that are interceding in the background, Father God, move over them now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that which they have need of, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That which they are desiring you to do, Father God, do it for them right now, Father God, like only you can, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we lift up our pastor, Dr. Laron Matthews, on, Father God, we thank you for him, Father God. We thank you for you moving by your spirit in his life, Father God. We thank you, God, for you strengthening him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you blessing him, coming and going, blessing his food and his water on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you pouring down fresh wisdom from on high right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, fresh revelation, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, revelation, knowledge, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just revealing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, all the things, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that is going on in this world unto him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and placing those keys in his hands, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that will unlock new mysteries, oh, God, that he can give unto your people, Father God, and even lock the destiny of your people, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you, oh, God, moving over his family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving over his mother, Mother Suzanne Matthews, Father God, continue to touch her body, continue to strengthen her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Let your healing virtue flow, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we're just giving your praise, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for you laying your nail scarred hands upon her, even now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you raising her up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bind the hand of the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that recalls, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, her to not feel well, Father God, to be sick, Father God. We send that servant firmly back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we're praying for his father, Bishop Matthew, Father God. We're praying for the children, oh God, the grands, and each and every person in the Matthew family. Move by your spirit right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To lift up the hands of our leader, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To be in our positions, to be on our post, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, so the heavy burden, Father God, glory, hallelujah, could fall off of them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we all share in the work of the ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, for you've given him his very heart's desire in this hour, Father God, because you said, Father God, in your word, Father God, over and Psalms 37 and about the fourth verse, that when we delight ourselves in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would give us the very desires of our heart. So everything he's desiring, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all of his endeavors and plans, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cause them to manifest, Father God, in this season, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Open up the wealth portals over top of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and take us to his wealthy place spiritually and naturally, oh God, like never before in this season, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we bind up the hand of the enemy that would try to, oh God, forge an accusation against him, Father God, that would try to touch him, Father God, because we decree and declare right now, Father God, that he is untouchable in this season, Father God, that enemy cannot cross the line against him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, because we're driving back every opposing force that would come up against him, oh God, every lion. Oh God, tongue, Father God, hallelujah, that will wag their tongue against them. Oh God, even as we're landlocking the lion with Lucifer, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for you taking them, oh God, to new dimensions in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're allowing him, oh God, to walk in the miracle signs and wonders like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that even when he stepped in a room, Father God, glory, hallelujah, demons will flee, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Deliverance will take place, Father God, glory to your name, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. People will be healed and set free, Father God. Yokes will be destroyed, oh God. The chains will fall off. The shackles will break, Father God, and be destroyed, Father God. The fetters will be loose. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for you giving us him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as a gift to the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And in this time period, Father God, let those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, discover the honor, Father God, and give honor where honor is due in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just bless you. We bless you collectively. And we thank you for our leader, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for each and every, oh God, leader on this line, each and every covenant partner, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every person, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that connects to this ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the entire fivefold, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that we would all stand strong in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that we won't bend, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, we won't break, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that even as you're pouring your strength upon us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Hallelujah, for the strength falling upon each and every one of us, Father God. Even when we feel tired, Father God, even when we feel fatigued, Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that that fatigue and tiredness is lifting off of us, Father God, and is falling into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah, even as we still in your word of Isaiah 40 and 29, and it says you give strength, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to the weary and increases, you increase increase them with power, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we glorify you, Father God, hallelujah, for you just strengthening us, your people, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you causing us to be able to stand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and not faint, Father God, because you told us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, over in Galatians, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that we will reap if we faint not, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Don't allow any of us to give up and throw in the towel in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but help us to continue to press forward towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, give us faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Faith in you to do it, Father God. Catapult our faith to new levels in you, Father God, to new dimensions in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we stand on your word in Luke 1:37, and you said, for nothing will be impossible with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Then you told us over in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us not to look at things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with our natural eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But help us to look, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, through the lens of our spiritual eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that if you said it, you were sure to perform it in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And while we're waiting on you, Father God, to act, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, saturated, Father God, in your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. I'm giving you praise on today. We're giving you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you've done and all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as your siblings, as your children, Father God, let us as siblings in Christ walk in love towards one another, Father God. Let us help one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us work together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, let there be no big eyes and little U's, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But let us stand together, Father God. Let us fill your vineyard together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we binding up competition spirits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place, oh, God. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Jealousy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, amongst the brethren, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us walk together, Father God. When one accomplishes something, Father God, let us rejoice together, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And when you bless one, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us all rejoice, oh, God, for that blessing that you poured upon, oh, God, our siblings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are no respecter of person, and what you do for one, you will do for all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you would root out and chisel away, Father God, any bitterness that's in our hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Any unforgiveness, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Cast it into the fiery sea, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Because we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we can't harbor bitterness. We can't harbor, oh God, glory, hallelujah, unforgiveness, Father God, because if we do, Father God, you will not forgive us, oh God, for our trespasses against thee, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, that bitterness and that anger and that, oh God, hallelujah, unforgiveness turns into a root of sickness, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So Father God, help us with today, Father God, to just let it go. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, God, so we can press into the new things that you have for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we can be recipients, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of every blessing that you have for each of us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, endow us with power, Father God, from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, because, oh, God, we need your power today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We can't just talk about things or talk about what we can do, Father God. We need your power and your anointing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to operate, Father God, in these gifts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to overthrow the wiles of the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You told us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in Luke 10:19. Oh, God, behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. Father God, so Father God, glory, hallelujah, endow us with your power right now from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so we can press, oh God, glory, hallelujah, so we can push your kingdom vision, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and overthrow everything that's not like you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor for what you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, drape us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, it's holiness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us walk up right before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, these filthy rags, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let there be an exchange, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, and let them fall into the fiery sea right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, but let us walk, oh God, hallelujah, like children of light in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, children, oh God, to have a heart for you, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're lifting up all the children of the world, Father God, all of the youth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, there are many attacks, Father God, being sent at the youth, Father God, being sent at us, your children, even your adult children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so, Father God, we pray a hedge of protection, oh, God, around each and every one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cover them in the blood right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We slap back the hand of the enemy, oh, God, that we try to, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Touch us, Father God, that we try to, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, pull us on his side of the line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we decree it and declare right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned. We thank you that it is condemned, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory, hallelujah. Watch over the children, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as they're in the classroom finishing up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, ready to go on the summer break, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover them over the summer, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let no hurt or harm come to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even as they're swimming and even as they're bicycling throughout the summer, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover them and keep your hand of protection upon them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, even as they prepare, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to go to the next grade level, Father God. Excel them academically, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so that they might be exactly who you called them to be, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stir up those gifts on the inside of them, even at a young age, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that they shall be who you called them to be, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're planting their feet on their destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and their destiny shall not be cut off short, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that peer pressure, oh God, is falling to the ground, Father God. It's falling to the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel alcohol abuse, Father God. We cancel drugs, Father God. We cancel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Fornication, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel prostitution and all of these things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That the youth get involved in at times, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to the dry place, oh God. We thank you, God, that the back of rebellion is being broke off of them right now. Oh God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah, for the spirit of obedience falling upon them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they will obey, Father God, their parents, oh God, their caregivers, their grandparents, Father God. Glory to your name, oh God. Those, oh God, hallelujah, that are pouring into their life, even their leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the house of God, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless your name, Father God, for what you're doing for our youth, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing for each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because you've been so good to us, Father God, even down through the years, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, up into this point, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you, God, and we want to praise you, God, and we're thankful to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you didn't have to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you could have cut many of us off a long time ago, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but your love for us is everlasting, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And it never ends, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, help us have that everlasting love, that agape love for one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Because we know, oh God, hallelujah, that your word tells that love covers a multitude of sins, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God. So we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory and we give you honor, Father God. And Father God, we're praying right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for those that are lost, Father God. We pray right now, oh, God, that they find you in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh, God? Bring our lost loved ones in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them come into their purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and be who you called them to be, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And, Father God, we're just praying right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for those backsliders, Father God, that you would draw them back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and that you would receive them, Father God, with open arms, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, cleanse them from all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, place them back on their assignments, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give them a burning desire, oh, God, each and every one of us, Father God, to not turn back, to not look back, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. oh God, but keep, oh God, moving in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Standing flat, footed, immovable, and unshakable, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God, and we want to praise you, God. And Father God, hallelujah, we're praying, Father, for those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that are bereaved, oh God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that you would cover the families that are bereaved, Father God, that you would comfort them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would uplift them with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you will wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, to catch the tears. Oh God, let them know, Father God, that you're right with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm thanking you, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you're, oh God, hallelujah, lifting up that garment of heaviness and giving them a garment of praise in spite of what they're going through on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that though they may not understand this, oh God, hallelujah, while their loved one left, Father God, hallelujah, your word tells us that we will understand everything after a while, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But Father God, give them peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even in the midst of their sadness and their sorrow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Even as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, touch those that are going through in their body on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up everything that's not like you, Father God, operating in these bodies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God, every malfunction and dysfunction, every disorder, every disease known to man. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cast it into the fire. We see, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you just moving over these bodies right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We decree and declare healing. Oh God, is our portion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, do it for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Deliver them, Father God, and set them free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we give you praise, oh God, and we give you glory. And Father God, we're just honoring you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, blessed are you, our God. Oh, blessed are you, our God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And Father God, we're lifting up families on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you will move within the family dynamics, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And those families, oh, God. Hallelujah. Going through turmoil, going through struggles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that all the chaos will cease, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. All the dysfunction will cease, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. All the struggles will cease right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we speak in peace over them, Father God, your peace that surpasses all manners of understanding, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We speak in, oh God, love over them, Father God, that they will walk in love towards one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we call in help for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that are going through hardships and financial difficulties, Father God. Move over them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you told us over in your word, Father God, that, oh God, you own a cattle on a thousand hills, Father God. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof, Father God. All the people belong to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. You said, oh God, the heavens belong to you and the earth is your footstool, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you bringing your people out of their struggles today, Father God. I thank you, God, for how you've already, how you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for harvest time for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory, hallelujah, that you're making us the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're blessing our hands to get wealth, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, and we shall lack no good thing, oh God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, as long as we, oh God, continue to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, oh God, all things will be added unto us, Father God. And we just bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah. We bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. everything, oh God, every corrupt thing, oh God, operating in that governmental system, Father God. We send it back to the dry place right now, Father God, and we thank you, God, for you vetoing it, Father God. Every bill and every law, Father God, that you're trying to put in motion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are not, that's not in favor of your people, Father God, and you're not pleased with, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're casting into the dry place right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, move over the corrupt officials, Father God, glory, hallelujah, remove them from them, glory, hallelujah, put men and women after your own heart in those governmental seats that will do your bidding, Father God, that will raise a standard for you, that will not take down for filthy lucre, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for you having your divine way in our governmental system, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Move over the judicial system, Father God, that corrupt judicial system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, overthrow every unjust judge, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And those appearing in court on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give your people the victory today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because we know, oh, God, hallelujah, that you are a God of many, many chances, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Give them favor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Cast out bogus charges, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even those traffic stops, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That are bogus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and the law enforcement is trying to meet your quota, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Just pulling cars over, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you're rectifying every situation. Oh, God, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we bless your holy name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, move over those in the prison system, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, strengthen them, Father God, to do, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, their time, Father God, and Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, you're able to move, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and release them early, Father God, glory, hallelujah, open the prison bars right now, Father God, and release, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, those, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, they've been wrongly accused, oh, God, early, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, release our loved ones, Father God, early, Father God. Early dismissals are decreed and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, they've been rightly accused, Father God. Let them be rehabilitated, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Allow them to receive counsel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and have a change of heart. And a change of mind. Let them find you, Father God. Oh, God, in those prison walls, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And begin to serve you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Like never before, Father God. And we just want to bless you. We just want to thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, even for the graduates, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. All over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, even as they've graduated, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. From, oh, God, schools and hallelujah, elementary schools and preschools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, middle schools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, even as they graduated, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, from high schools, colleges, and universities, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're excelling them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that there will be jobs for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that they will be able to start businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're igniting the businesses, Father God. All the businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're downloading witty inventions right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Giving us new business strategies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We praise you, God. Oh, God, even as you stir up the gifts in each and every one of us right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Let no gift lie dormant in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Endow us with our Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to go forth in the things of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because I know, Father God, firsthand, that if we handle your business, Father God, you will handle ours, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So allow us to put you first in the things of you first, Father God. In this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we just bless you and we praise you. And Father God, we're praying right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, against, oh God, every high and haughty thing that has thought itself against your knowledge and your power. On today, Father God, we're praying against that spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. We bind up every trick and every trap and every toy and every plot of the enemy. We drive it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just giving you praise and giving you glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for us reigning victorious in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, because we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we bless you, God, hallelujah. For you just moving over your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you changing situations, even as the winds of change are blowing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that even as we hope in you, Father God, our hope will not be deferred in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that every wizard, every witch, and every warlock has been put on notice right now as we binding up Wicca today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the witches and the warlocks and the wizards of doom, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that the counterfeits are done for, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that the angelic hosts have been released right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to war, oh, God, hallelujah, to wage war, Father God, against those demons and those imps. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, on behalf of your people, Father God, bring in victory. Bring in victory, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, restoring and refreshing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, your people in this hour, Father God, and we just want to bless you, and we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the destruction that lays waste at noonday has been canceled, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that destruction that's been sent at our families has been canceled, oh, God. That destruction that's been sent, oh, God, at our friends and our loved ones have been canceled, oh, God. That destruction, oh, God, that has been sent, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on the roadways has been canceled in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that destruction that's been sent in the airways have been canceled right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the destruction, oh, God, that the enemy has sent at pedestrians walking, oh, God, has been canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Those on the buses, oh, God, the destruction has been canceled. Those on the trains, oh, God, the destruction has been canceled, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, those motorcycling and bicycling, Father God, we thank you that the destruction has been canceled, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that that destruction sent out of the churches, oh, God, has been canceled, oh, God, at the businesses that have been canceled, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, institutions, oh, God, have been canceled, oh, God. Workplaces have been canceled, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just giving you praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God, moving by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, protecting each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with your shield of love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and protection, oh, God. Hallelujah. We just want to bless you and thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you and we praise you, Father God. We pray against every bit of backlash, retaliation, because of these prayers and petitions, oh, God, and we thank you that while we have yet spoken, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you've already answered, oh, God, because you had to answer before the foundation of the world began, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You knew, oh, God, what each and every one of us would have to endure day to day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you already had the answer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It's already done, oh, God. We thank you that it's already done. Hallelujah. We thank you that it's already done, oh, God. So help us, Father God, to line our faith up, oh, God, up with your word, Father God, and the manifestation of your promise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know your promises to your people are yes and amen. And we know, Father God, according to your word and Isaiah 55:11, that your words go out to accomplish exactly what you send them to accomplish, and they never return back to your voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory, hallelujah, even as we take it on a posture of expectancy in this hour, Father God, expecting you to do, oh, God, hallelujah, and perform mighty miracles on behalf of us, your people, Father God. And we love you, Father God, and we praise you, God, on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the power of prayer.
We thank you for the power of intercession and those that are listening in far and near. As the wind continues to blow from the east, the west, the north, and the south, over the lives of the people, given the major breakthroughs concerning demonic principalities and power. You said in your word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And even now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the season that you have just entered many of us into, God, to override every diabolical intent of the hand of the enemy that was subscribed in the spirit realm against our life, purpose, destiny, vision, in the name of Jesus, in meaning and identity. Father, we thank you right now for your word, because you said in Job 22 and 28, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And God, we call in those things that be not as though they were, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, God, we standing on the very spoken word of God when you said in Genesis, you spoke it and decreed and declared in the earth realm, the earth was void and there was nothing in the earth. And you spoke on the earth and decreed and declared those things to be in existence. And then you gave us dominion over them now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we walk in the power of dominion even now in Jesus' name concerning everything in the earth realm that you created, from infirmament to infirmament, from light to Lord light. God, in the name of Jesus, you established us, God. You gave us power over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the air, creepeth upon the earth, God. And you said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God, we thank you right now. He, male and female, you made them. And God, we decree and declare that the power of the breakthrough release over this line and over the lives of those that are listening in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're binding up the spirit of conflict, and we come against the spirit of confusion, and we override in the ancient spirit of Edmosia, and we come against the stronghold of Nephilim in the name of Jesus. You did it in your word in the book of Genesis chapter number 11. You saw that the people were one, and they were building a tower in the spirit realm, and God, you had to come down to see what they were doing, and you said they were one, and you scattered their language, and you scattered them in the name of Jesus. And Father, now you're bringing us back together for such a time as this. You're bringing things into alignment right now in the name of Jesus. You're bringing things into divine order based upon your word and your power right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of confusion that has been sent down through the bloodline of eugenics, every demonic high-ranking family of the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And you're overruling every diabolical intent of the hand of the enemy to trap us into this abyss of the mind and the thought, God. God, we speak to the corona of the brain, God, and we decree and declare that the light will light up inside of us. You said, if our eye be single, God, we are in the light. But if our eye be evil, God, we operate in darkness. And in the name of Jesus, we will not breathe in darkness, God, but we will be the light of the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you said in 1 Timothy 2 and 1, you said you exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, and intercession be given for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And God, we decree and declare that every demonic spirit cease and desist your activity. In the name of Jesus, we speak to them from the infirmament. We command it right now to cease and desist from the Iceland, from territories of east and territories from the north, south, and west. In the name of Jesus, and we call forth those things in the northern hemisphere. In the name of Jesus, we command demonic spirit to cease and desist, and we override every diabolical intent that have been sent through airwaves. In the name of Jesus, and we counsel out that demonic entity that have caused pressure and pain on the brain of the people, on the mind of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus, through stress and weariness, God, in the name of Jesus, through chemical imbalances that come through chemtrail water system, God, water gauges, in the name of Jesus, food substance, God, irrigation, God, agricultural, God, we override it, and we drive those substances out of food, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we command a breakthrough, God,
in the name of Jesus, controlling portals of finances of the people, God. We decree and declare that the wealth shall shift even now in the name of Jesus, even as they released the debt ceiling and they took all limbo, all limits off, God. We will operate in the realm of unlimited. All limits are off, God, in the name of Jesus. And we will operate in the power, God, in the authority of money, God. And we will have the money, God. We will have the currency, God, in the name of Jesus. And everything that we need, God, will be released into our hand in the name of Jesus. And God, we will operate in the historical markers of the earth realm. And we will understand, God, the scrolls, God, in the name of Jesus. And every demonic spirit that have been sit down to cause confusion, we override that diabolical spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, and we drive out the counsel of the fallen angels now. We drive out the counsel of the Nephilim. We drive out the counsel of the atmosphere. We drive out the counsel of kings and rulers and authority figures that operate in demonic principalities, in ancient societies, secret societies. We drive out the counsel of those secret bloodsuckers. We drive out the counsel of secret societies. We drive out the counsel of secret systems that have been put in place, God. We drive out the counsel of bones and scales. We drive out the counsel of Jesuit order Catholic churches. We drive out the counsel even now in the name of Jesus. And we command them to be overridden in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that the real Jacob ladder will rise to the occasion in the name of Jesus. And family will prosper in the things for which you have mandated them to be. They will operate in royalty. They will operate in kings and kings and queens and thrones, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your power, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we overturn every diabolical scholar, God, that have put illegal activity, illegal things, and spoken and decreed and written into the scrolls, into the books of life, and the life of the people, God, and got them fooled and manipulated by the traps of the hand of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare a major move that's getting ready to come into the earth with, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we will operate in our portion, God. We will have our portions even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that it would accelerate itself. It would accelerate itself almost like light years in the mighty name of Jesus. And the lives of the people will be touched with miracles, signs, and wonders in demonstration of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And they will flow and breathe and operate in new mindset and new realms and new dimensions, God, that will be able to see and understand and explore the dimensions of the spirit realm, God. And they will begin to understand hemispheres and tropospheres and biospheres. And they will flow in lithospheres, God. And they will move, God, in the time travel of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And they will flow, God, in the spirit of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And they will transcend their mind and fall in their will, God, without being penalized by demonic spirits that will try to come against them and condemn them based upon their past track record, God, in the name of Jesus. And we overrule. We shut down those rims. We shut down those grids. We shut down those systems, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we drive them out, and we command every force of the hand of the enemy to go back to the abyss, in the name of Jesus. And we drive those assignments out, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare major breakthrough, God, cardinal overseer, God, major breakthroughs even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. And I bind up every demonic spirit of wicked devices, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the wicked, and I override the intent in the spirit realm. I bind up zombie spirit that have been sent through nanoparticles. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of the head of the enemy that operate through the eye gate and ear gate, through the sense and through the tastes. In the name of Jesus, we drive on a cast and attempt against our children by human trafficking spirit in the spirit realm. And I command it by the power and by the authority of the word of God. Loose your hope, you foul demonic spirits, in the name of Jesus. And we command breakthroughs. We command breakthroughs to flow in the spirit and come into the manifestation of families now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we decree and declare that men will walk in masculinity and women will walk in femininity. We call forth it now in the name of Jesus to operate in their brains and their cells. They will know their identity in the name of Jesus. I call forth men to operate in masculinity and women to operate in femininity in the name of Jesus. I call forth men to operate in masculinity and women to operate in that femininity. In the name of Jesus, I call forth men to operate in their masculinity and women to operate in their femininity. In the name of Jesus, I call forth men to operate in their role, their duty and responsibility of masculinity. In the name of Jesus, I call forth women to operate in their spirit, in their thought, in their mind of femininity. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we drive out the spells that have been sent through atmospheres, human bodies, in the name of Jesus. And we override that diabolical intent of genderism. And we drive it out to transcend their mind, transcend their thoughts, transcend their ways, transcend their spirit. In the name of Jesus, we command the mind and the brain and the cerebellum. We command it to turn, transcend their thoughts into the spiritual persona of your creative mechanism. When you said, let there be, you made every being into the who. You designed them to be with your frequency. In the mighty name of Jesus, we override Shabbatikato. We override the attempts of the enemy, and we drive out those demonic counsels that meet God in the earth with against the people of God. And Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We command you, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you should not tempt the Lord thy God. In the name of Jesus, it is written, we will not bow down and worship you. In the name of Jesus, and we command the power of the breakthrough even now. And God, we decree and declare the power of your glory, God, in the earth realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the presence of your power. We thank you right now for your glory and your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we will stand in a place of surrender. We will be gatekeepers in cities. We will be gatekeepers in cities. We will be doorkeepers in cities. God, we will cover our children and our family. We will cover the moral climate of atmospheres of families in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare that every atmosphere would be charged to the greater of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that we will be charged for such a time as this, God. In the name of Jesus, we will be charged going in, charged going out, God. We will be charged today, God. In the name of Jesus, we take the charge today, God. We run with the charge today, God, and move by the power and authority of your word. And we move swiftly, God, into the charge, God, because you are steadily moving over the lives of your people, God, even now in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we drive back the thieving spirit in the spirit realm, and we drive our words of the enemy that will try to come and snatch the word that was sown, God. And we decree and declare that we're not snatch the words that were sown into the land, into the atmosphere, into hemispheres, into trochospheres, into biospheres, God, into the mind, into the thought, God, into us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now that you said in your word, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God, we will hear. We will hear you today. We will hear you today. We will know you today, and we will follow you, God, because it's in your word. And we thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're seeking you first, God. We're seeking you first, Sakatan. We're seeking you first, your kingdom. We're seeking you first, God, your kingdom in us. And your will shall be done in us in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one. Father, we thank you right now.
We thank you right now. We're letting you arise and all enemies be scattered. Your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you. Father, I thank you for perfecting those things which concern us. And I give you praise, glory, and honor for your handiwork being upon us. Angels of the living God, even as you worked for Daniel in chapter number 10, we petition legions of you to take the sound of the words out of our mouth and set them on assignments to the 7.5 billion people on this earth, even to the animal kingdom, that they will respond in the power and the glory of the voice and the vocals, the men and women of God. We will be the soundtrack in the earth realm, God, and we will sound the alarm throughout the earth realm in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pour down ancient pen goddess right now, and we overrule the every diabolical intent of the pen goddess. We drive them out. We command them to stay in the dry places. Water witches, marine rams, in the name of Jesus. And God, we operate in the spiritual persona of you. And we thank you for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we know what's upon us and what's getting ready to manifest itself. And you made many of your prophetic people ready. You made us speak and ourselves. You made us ready. They will not identify the plan for what you have for them. We thank you, God, for forwarding us the understanding and knowledge of the things that come into the earth realm. From the pineal gland to the uttermost part of the brain and to the substratum of the nerves, God, to understand the neurons of the brain and the atom. And gandabo hosti ataleba shatakeka kuman divi ataleba hatada shelebi andi divi oshelebi katsi divi atate hita samanda de bohore mati kenande divi osada de bohoska de bohande istade divi oshaka zande de bohsede de hoga divi oshaka de bohante divi osaka shaka de bohdo dina na na no de bohshaka basi. We thank you, God, for what you're releasing to us now. What you're giving to us now. We will walk in the covenant of you. And we will release the mystery of the history. Without missing the target against the demonic forces. And Father, we thank you right now. For the month we enter the answer, and you've given us all things are being made ready. The time is this. Father, we thank you for it right now. And it is so in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, right now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord. Shout out to the We bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for the victory. And we bless the Lord for the saints and the prayer warriors and intercessors today for what the Lord has engaged in us to do. We bless the Lord for what the Spirit of the Lord God is. We are totally liberated, Shemman, the horse, from all of this, all of the things that have been distracted, coming up against the men and women of God. Woo, Shabbat, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. There's some things that's getting ready to come to the men and women of God that will be life-changing for all of us. The things that the enemy was trying to do, it will not happen. It will not even come to pass. It will not exist. We bless the Lord for you all on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, thanks to God. We're preparing powerfully for major things. The upcoming month, our Lifeline Conference 2023, June 23rd through the 25th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Powerful time, powerful word from the Lord. We're looking forward to you being with us. Amen. We have the hotel information, all the details. But before we do that, I'm going to open up the line, release to hear what the Lord would say through the prophetic people. If the Lord gave you a word of knowledge, word of interpretation, or a prophetic word for us today, at this time, I want to give you an opportunity, those who have prayed first, give you an opportunity to come in and release what God has given you, whether a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, a prophetic word, or interpretation. If the Lord is giving you something for us, those who have prayed with us today, first you all, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Let God give you some hit star six and come in at this very time. In the chat room, Administrator Rita Bryant, the Lord gave them something for us. We'll take that over there as well, too. All right. Anyone that prayed today, did the Lord give you anything for us today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Those who are listening in, anything over in the chat room, Administrator Rita Bryant?
God bless you, man. I know for all the no questions at the time. However, we welcome everyone listening.
Bless you, Dr. Rita Bryant. Amen. All right. If you're on the conference line and you listen in, and the Lord has given you a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, or interpretation, or a prophetic word for us, we want to give you an opportunity, those who are listening in today, okay, and listen in. We'll give you an opportunity. What you do is hit star six on your phone and come in. Hit star six on your phone, come in. You can tell us who you are, and then you can release what the Lord has given you for us. We're not deviating. We're staying right in this prophetic rain because I'm watching a line in my brain, and it's specifically set. So we give you everybody your opportunity. Anyone want to release a word?
Yes. Most High Elohim bless you, Apostle Matthew. Most High Elohim bless all of those on the line. When the woman of God was praying, this Sister Donna, when the woman of God was praying, I don't know her name, Evangelist Artu, she came after Evangelist Teasley, the woman of God that prayed after her. While she was praying, the Most High Elohim showed me an hourglass. The hourglass was brown. The sand that was in the hourglass was tan. It was a big hourglass. And that's all that he showed me was just this hourglass. And that's while she was praying. That's all I wanted to release. He didn't speak anything. He just showed me an hourglass while she was praying. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If the Lord gave somebody information, they want to interpret that, you can. You can interpret that. What I would say I sense out of that is that when you see the hourglass, it's like you have within that hour to do what needs to be done. We're in the hour for the manifestation of things that God has already spoken for us. And in that time, before the sand went out, before the time, that's a time cycle. Time is very important. And in that hour, that's 60 seconds, I think it's 4,800 seconds.
that's a very pivotal time. And God is letting us know, in the, like Paul said, in the self-same hour, things begin to manifest itself, miracles begin to manifest itself. Now, there are many of you on here that are very powerful people. And because of what you have allowed to happen, like distract you, and what you feel you don't know, and what you've been taught and trained, you have to be able to tap in. When you have prayers like this and prophetic realms, even when I begin to pray and flow, you should be in the spirit realm with me because I'm opening up portals. See, as a prophet, one will speak, another will judge, and the prophetic realms are open. So when God opens realms up like this, there's so much information being released. But because so many people are caught up and mesmerized by prayer, sound, frequency, and what's going on, you missed it by letting the enemy blind you. When we're praying like this, and I'm engaging the spirit around like this, and interpretation, the language is coming, you have to tap in and grab it. Open up the pineal gland. There's information that God is giving. You can write this stuff down. It might not be in the specific details. He'll have you to write it. He'll have you to pick it up. Because what's happening is many of the people in the world, because the enemy have tricked you into not knowing who you are in the kingdom and who you are to him and your relationship with him, you will miss it because you're expecting someone to do what God told you to do. You're expecting someone to speak up when God told you to do that voice. You don't want God to shut down a portal, such as a powerful portal like this, with information. And release what I used to do years ago, and even over the last 10 years, I had to be very careful that I didn't get frustrated with people who God spoke to and they wouldn't speak. Because now years later, they can't even speak into this realm. Because God taught me, don't get frustrated because of the codes and because of generational low self-esteem, rejection, hindering, distraction, not wanting to come forth. Someone shutting them down. You are in a prophetic portal. And even as a spiritual dimensional prophet that I'm in, that deal with elemental realms and the minds of the brain, opening men and women of God up to things that they can't even tap into themselves. So you have to seize the frequency right now. You have to engage yourself into this spiritual realm because there's a lot of work going into realms like this and pulling open. God invested much knowledge and information. And as a prophetic teacher tapping into those spiritual dimensions, I'm opening up and engaging you, inviting you into those realms to pick up and house what God wants you. Some of you have books out of this realm. Some of you have knowledge out of this realm. Some of you have dream gates that God will open up. There are mysteries that God will give you, things that God will reveal to you, things that God is showing you even while we were praying. God will transcend your thoughts, your mind. God will open you up to levels you haven't even tapped in. You pray for years, but he's making, there's things that are being made easy and access to because when you're transcending the thought or you're taking the people into impartation to get the manifestation, many people are stifled. They're stifled because of rejection. They stifle because of hurt. They stifle because of bitterness. They stifle because of stresses. All of those things were broken and cut into where you will be able to hear and understand God. And even some of you, you'll be in a place where you say, "Well, they wouldn't understand." You don't control the spirit realm. You speak what God said, and everything will be brought to an understanding. There are things that God has given me in the spiritual realm to release to the natural that may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to God and his people. You just have to follow the things of the Lord and tap in, and very powerful things will begin to manifest itself. Great leaders and great kingdom leaders are being worn down because people are not on their post. They're not at the gate. They're not at the synergy of eternity in humanity where God is releasing his mysteries to your deity. You have to be in that place. You have to be there so when it's released, you can write, you will open up.
God has opened up the analog of things. He's opened up the knowledge of things. He's opened up symbols. He's giving you everything you need. There's nothing else. Some people say, I want to go deep. You haven't even went in. I want to be there. No, you have to go into you. This is not an outside. This is an inside experience, and God wants to reveal it to you. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, I bless the Lord for the people of God on today. We thank God for all of the things that the Lord is doing. We thank God for the movement and the transcending of the presence of God for his people to be able to go into the kingdom of God for yourself. There's things in you that are so powerful. You have to seek you and watch what God would do on your behalf and in you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Many prophetic people should be in this realm. Not some, but in it, often, to the highest of the highest level. I'll share this. When you have a leader such as myself, whether you follow me, connecting, engaging, learning, I've suspended so many things in the spirit realm when I say that, because it's for the people. It's for the people to grab it. It's for the people. I have mine. It's for the people to grasp. Jesus told his disciple in the middle of the ship while the wind was boisterous, and he was at peace in the middle of the storm. Everything was tossing and turning. They went to the deepest of the ship and tell him that you're asleep. When you transcend your thoughts, you can move in the midst of all that is going on. You can be in a plane, and turbulence can be shifting a plane. That doesn't have anything to do with your rhythmic frequency. You can be in a spiritual realm. He said, oh, you of little faith. You know what he said? Faith is a sound. Oh, you of little frequency. Hear the sound of God. Connect. There's so many spirits. Listen, saints. There are millions and millions of sounds of people coming up with a revelation that have nothing to do with God. It sounds good. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. They're creating sounds that sound good, and people are gravitating towards that. That's why people want to be transgender, and they don't know how to transcend. Once they started transcending, that means thought. They transcend. That means vision, to trance. They go into a trance, and spirits in the trance pick up their gender and change their identity, and they come out of the trance not knowing who they are, because the spirit world, don't let the enemy put you in a trance in a sound of a preacher, a sound of a prophet. Many people get into a trance when you get a prophetic word, and you get lost in the trance, and then that prophetic word is a pathetic word, and you're falling in a trance. So all you're doing is walking around almost like zombie, because you're in a trance, because you let somebody transcend what they call, when you're supposed to be transcending in the things of God. You're transcended into their sound, and you're following their frequency, and you will never reach the place of God. Move in the spirit of God. Move above it. It's called hippabello. You got to move your thought, mind, and will above that. You cannot be influenced by the world way. The world's current is in our favor. So you will walk, breathe, and live in it. Most people who have insecure jealousy is because they had opportunity to move into the realm and they didn't. So they're insecure about a place that they were not secure in the transcending and transitioning in the spirit world. And therefore, what they know they could have done, they become insecure, jealousy, cruel as the grave. People become jealousy because of fear. I fear of you moving to this next level. You had an opportunity. You refused to go. Many people refuse to step out. That's why you have to understand the spiritual things of God. They got to be spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. Even reading the word now with the revelation of the secrets and the mystery of the thing that God is revealing to us. Eugenics was a dangerous thing towards many people. They don't even study it. The genius in you is so great in you. Some people haven't even tapped into, you haven't even tapped into 0.0001 of who you are. If you did, you would be far greater than you are. Mindset, wealth, riches, great things. The enemy play with age cycle. Then what he does in the age cycle, he plays with your biological clock and biochemical, They'll play with the genes of you. When the word of the Lord God says, Psalm 90 and 12, teach us the number of years that we might apply our heart to the wisdom. There's no limits to what God can do. Kind favor is in your side. Walk in the presence of God and let his perfect will be done in your life. Amen. All right, Minister Brian, come in. You can make those announcements to the people.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Will you make a connection with the hotel for the excuse me, for the conference? It's at the Even Hotel in Tinley Park. The room rates are $169. Of course, every year during this time is something going on in Chicago where they hike the rates of the rooms up. But it's the Even Hotel in Tinley Park. You can call 708-444-1100 and ask for the LLC, the Lifeline Conference Block. Again, that number is 708-444-1100. Ask for the Lifeline Conference Block 2023, and the code is LLC. Again, the rooms are $169 plus tax per night. If you go to their actual website, they're like $269, so they did give us a bit of a break there. And, they, of course, there are other hotels in that area if you'd like to call and check those rates as well. The registration fee is $50, and we've given information on how to pay you $50 to Cash App, MoneySign, or FPIM. You can Zelle at WeRestoreYou at Yahoo.com, or you can go to the ministry website at WeRestoreYou.org. Also, when you register, please, in the memo section, put your shirt size. The cutoff date for the hotel is June 9th. They gave us the June the 9th. Cutoff date for registration is June the 15th. Please, if you will, put your T-shirt size in the memo section. If you're not going to come to the conference, if you will, let us know. If you register and don't come, let us know, and we'll mail your packet out to you. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. God bless you, Administrator Victor Bryant. Try to govern yourself accordingly. I hope she would made. I hope it was clear enough so you can understand the Lifeline Conference 2023. At the Union Hotel, we got to the 9th to register at the hotel, so you can do it now. You can counsel later on. You find a greater hotel, that's fine. Traveling and hotel prices all over, man, just horrendous. Especially in Illinois, prices are just absolutely unique. But you can do that. Conference is $50 registration fee. We're looking to see you all at our Lifeline Conference 2023. Great speakers will be ministering the word from the Lord, and we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord, and we're excited about what God is going to do for you all. Thanks to God, we're in a great time. I'm telling you, this is a great time. And that's why so many things are happening around you, myself, but don't lose sight of your DNA in you. Don't lose sight of your DNA in you and who you are. The enemy wants to create oppression, depression. He wants you to make sudden decisions that are decisions that will alter your life. It is pivotal to really understand how to understand the sound in you over the sound of flesh in you, so you can be in that perfect place in the things of God. We are in a powerful time in the land. We are in a powerful time in the land. God's people should be rejoicing right now. I'm saying this from a heart of a prophetic voice. What looks like is not going to happen
It's an illusion. God's people should be in one of the greatest times. Rules, laws, amendments, and everything is working in our favor. They know that their season is up. God have exposed so many people, and you have not seen it yet. The kingdom of God is at hand. The enemy cannot take out the remnants who he ordained. You can only be distracted by the closest people you made your God. You want me to say that one more time? You can only be distracted by the closest person you made your God. I'll say it one more time. You can only be distracted by the closest person you made your God. That's the only thing that can hinder God's people. The closest thing that you made your God, you will be distracted, taken out, or even destroyed. Stay in the place of God. I'm telling you, my mission and my journey, I am so excited. I'm not losing any ground to anything. I'm not moved by numbers, perception, feeling, emotion. I'm moved in the spirit of the things of God, far greater than my imagination of intellect. I move from out of the intellect and the dialect and the dialogue of me. God is moving me in this thing. And you cannot afford to allow anything to shift you right now. Only thing that can distract you is the closest thing to you that you made a God. That's the only thing that will hinder you, stifle you, discourage you, move you out of your place. That's the only thing. Stay in that place of the Lord and watch what he will do for you. I'm even seeing some things in the next 20 minutes, 30 minutes, next hour, 24 hours. It's going to be so powerful for the people of God. It's going to be so great for you. And you will see and know the hand of God concerning the purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Minister Ryan, any final words? Any final words?
No, sir. All lines are clear.
So thank the God. We're looking forward to the Lifeline Conference 2023, June 23rd through the 25th. I'm looking to see you all here. We're excited about it. I'm delighted. I'm glad that you all will be here for us. We had an awesome 20-year celebration, and we're still counting down from that. I'm telling you, don't be moved by the location of the infrastructure of building. That's the only housing mechanism. What's in you is a data that's so great than you ever imagined. Know who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, which we certainly appreciate it, we appreciate your seed, and we appreciate your giving, but I'm asking those of you who will be able to sow a seed to this ministry for the work we're doing. We've been doing great things in Sierra Leone, great things, and it was just a powerful, monumental move on Sunday, our first service, official service at Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. My God, bless the team. There, the men and women of God, thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for establishing a mixed congregation of people from all walks of life. Thank you. Thank you for the powerful work, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, our leadership team here, staying in place, blessing God's people. We thank God for what the Lord is doing, and I bless you all. Thank God for the team and the men and women of God. Thank God for the restoration covenant movement in the land, that God is doing something for us. It's coming to the surface. What people think that we didn't know, we already knew. Now it's coming to the surface. You're going to know what you know you knew from the beginning of time. It's just that you were trying to make adjustment to the fantasy that was given, the lies that were told. Now it's coming alive. Everything you're seeing is in real time. It's in real time. And you got to adjust your eyes to say, is that really what was happening? It is. It's in real time. So I bless the Lord for you on today. Those of you who are so, I appreciate it. You do it at Cash App Money Sign, R-F-P-I-M, Cash App Money Sign, R-F-P-I-M. You can do it on our website at We Restore You, the letter U dot O-R-G. That's We Restore You, the letter U dot O-R-G on our website. Or you can do it via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. I bless you in advance, men and women of God. So do you thank God for you, where you are today. All right, our prophetic team. Any words over there for my prophetic team?
Prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
So I tried to come in earlier before the lady spoke. And I think Sister Rita had came in, and I tried several times. So
okay.
I wanted us to, yes, I tried several times. When you ask if anyone that prayed have anything to say, what I was hearing in my spirit was that we should stay the course. So I wanted was to say what I heard in my spirit.
Please release it.
Yeah, I wanted to release that. And I've been trying after them, keep on Star 60, and not getting it, but I just still want to release it. I don't know what the how it means, but you already explained. So I just have to think about whatever. But what I did was to stay the course. So before she even spoke, I tried to come in before even Sister Risa, and then she came in, I got cut out and what have you. So I wanted was to release that. So
amen.
Who was the lady that spoke that thing? What's her name? Is that Sister Donna?
She said she saw
okay.
When you were the hourglass.
Okay. All right.
You said
right.
Stay the course.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'm not going to rush anybody. Yeah, but if anybody else has some God gave you, you can release it now. If God quickened your spirit to say something, you can at this time. Go ahead, woman of God. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sister Prophet of Down. Go ahead. Finish up. I'm sorry.
I'm through. I just wanted us to release that before from the beginning, but I didn't get a chance to. And then she came and said that, and I've been trying to, but I released what was in my spirit. So.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, woman of God, for coming through. Our technology has been so shifted so much. And so many things have been coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just thank God. Amen. All right. Anyone else there? I'm sorry.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Prophet.
I too, before when you were saying who has a word, I was trying to be mindful of the background with the words going on, so I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But God gave me a word, and then after she talked about the hourglass, it kind of lined up. And even what Evangelist Downing just said about when she just spoke, yes, it lines up. And basically, he gave me a local's word first. And it's from Isaiah 5 and 1 through about 4. And he says, "Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard. on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out a stone and planted it with the choice of vine. He built a tower in his midst and also made a wine press in it, for he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? So the vine dresser is walking through the vineyard. He's walking, taking a walk through the vineyard. He's examining the vineyard. And we know that God is the vine dresser. He's looking at the vineyard, and he's not really pleased with the vineyard. So he said, it's too much rotten fruit in the vineyard. He said, it's time to clean up the vineyard. So the time capsule, I believe, represented that time. And I heard you say that the time capsule represents the time of where he's going to bring forth things for the people. But we got to be in position. We got to be in the right place.
Absolutely.
Because he said it's time to clean up the vineyard, lest he destroys the vineyard. It has to be cleaned up. We got to be in our rightful position. We got to stop having one foot in and one foot out, because the vine dresser is walking through the vineyard and he's not pleased with what he sees in the body of Christ. So we got to, if we're for Christ, if we really on his side, we got to determine that we're on his side, lest he destroy the vineyard. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Tyler, for sharing that. The prophetess did tell us to stay on the course. We have to stay in the self-same hour, the hourglass. It's like we're in a very pivotal hour, and this is a time for every man and woman of God to hold their position. You have to hold your position. And know that his will is going to be done concerning the things of the kingdom of God for us. And because the kingdom of God has always been at hand, but we're coming into a greater understanding and knowledge of things that he's doing for us. And we as believers have to know that what God has for us has been specifically designed for such a time as this. And we can't be moved by every toss wave of doctors and the bipolaristic season that we're in, and even lives of people. We got to stay on that course, and we can't let things be altered by our feelings and our emotions, because it's very dangerous to miss out on a great moment that God is doing based upon what we feel and we thought. It's very critical for us to do that. And in the vineyard of the kingdom of God, there's a great harvest that is there, and God wants us to be in our place, in our position, not based upon what we are. I tell people all the time, contrary to what they're doing, don't never make me a God based upon what you see. You better study. You better stay in the hand of God himself. He is the ultimate and the most ultimate thing we need in this season. And we as believers have to stay in that place of the kingdom of God and watch him begin to release what we need in this dispensation. So the hourglass, stay in course, stay in that place. Know that his will shall be done. Stay in that thing, stay, and hold your mindset, your thoughts, told you you're going to do, and know it's going to be in a manifestation. His word and his promises for the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you, people of God. Thank you, saints. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. God bless you. Prophet, can you hear me?
We gave you loud and clear. Be quick.
I wasn't sure. God bless you. Thank you. I decided to try again to come on and say something.
Okay, but you're on right now. You're on. Go ahead.
I feel his presence so strong. And because of that, I said maybe it's not as hard as I'm thinking it is, because I did hear while they were praying, while everybody was praying something. And maybe I'm looking for something else, and it's not as far as I think. I just wanted to make sure that was clear first. So this is what I heard, or I got. was I got a manifestation of being on one accord. That's the first thing that I heard while everybody was praying. And then I had wrote this down, and I didn't know why, but he gave me, we have to be the righteousness of God. We have to be whole, healed, delivered, and set free again. We have to be on one accord. Then her strength comes from being saved. And when we're saved, our salvation means having authority, even against the enemy, when he tries to come against us. So the more you prayed toward the end of your prayer, I felt like a release, and I felt his presence come on me. I felt the spirit. I said, wow, God, you trying to tell me?
I want you to just release what God gave you for us, because it's not about prophet message right now. I want to hear what God is saying to you for us. That's all I want right now. So just give me what God is saying to you for us. That's all I want. Just share with me what God is giving you for us. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
First of all, I felt released to be able to open up. First of all, I got a strong manifestation of your ministry, or whoever's with or whoever's following you, that we must be on one accord with you.
Amen.
On one accord. That's the most important thing, to be able to hear God and to receive what God is saying through you. Your ministry is so different. Most people are not where you are.
Woman of God.
Yes, sir.
Only thing I want you to give, this is not about me. Please take me out of here. What is God giving you for us? Tell me let me give you what it says. You said, the Lord said, we're the manifestation of one accord. We're on one accord. Number two, you said righteousness of God, whole, healing. Correct? Right. Is that right? Whole healing. Okay, and give me whole healing.
We have to be whole, healed, delivered, and set free.
Okay, there you go.
And again, we have to be on one accord. And he said our strength comes from being saved, salvation. That's where our authority to even deal with the demonic realm comes from.
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you,
woman of God. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That just showed me it's not as hard as I thought it was. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you on today.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, God. Thank you all today.
Prophet. I just want to admonish the prophetic people and those of us that hear from God. God is saying, speak what he's saying this hour. Don't hold back, because even as I was wanting to release the word, but I was trying to be mindful of the work going on at the church and not have the noise in the background. I'm telling you the truth. My stomach was burning so bad to the point where I felt like I could vomit until I got that word out. And after I got the word out, then my stomach just went right back to normal. So release what God is saying. Don't hold back. If he said it, then say it. If he didn't say it, then don't say that, of course. But say what God is saying. And it's out. We got to say what he's saying so that the people could be helped, because we don't want the blood to be on our hands. As spoken in Ezekiel, he says, if we don't warn the people, then the blood going to be on our hands. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, my God. Appreciate it today. Amen. A powerful move of the Spirit of God, and that's why it's important. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you, God. May the Lord continue to keep us in great presence, thanks to God, on today. We thank him, God, for everybody who joined us in that realm that was on the same accord, in that same place, in the
things of the kingdom of God. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. I thank God for onto that. Thank you once again. All right, before I go, anyone else? God gave something before. Okay. Don't forget the conference coming up. We are less than 24 hours from the new month. Expect some great and mighty things that God is going to do. Thank you all, the prophetic people that have prayed with us today and flow with us today and pray. All right. Continue to have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters, my prayer for you all today. God bless everybody.